In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Praise for a Milbredale family this morning after they rescued a man and his two children trapped inside a flooded house and within a metre of drowning. The man was advised by emergency services early this week to shelter in place after being stranded in a house on a local property he'd only just moved into. Nearby residents Cameron Turner, his wife Melissa and father-in-law used a boat to get to the home after being told the three had not been heard from for a few days. Mr. Turner says he was so happy to get to them just in time.
It was chest height through the house, so we tied the boat off to the top rail on the back of his ute that was swamped with water at the house, and waded through the water into the house. They were taking refuge on the top bunk of a bed in one of the bedrooms. Yeah, they had probably, you know, a good probably metre of space between them and the ceiling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Further rainfall is forecast for the next 6 to 12 hours. However, the heaviest of the rain has cleared the Hunter catchment and is expected to continue to ease throughout today. The evacuation warning issued around 9 a.m. yesterday remains in place for the Singleton Township. And Morgan Pumper from the Bureau of Meteorology says all eyes remain on the Hunter River.
The Hunter River at Singleton is approaching the peak near 13.71 metres early this morning, and that at the moment at 5:30 a.m. is showing that 13.71 metres is the river level at Singleton for the Hunter River. So we have our next warning for that flood warning at 9 a.m. So really important to monitor those warnings and the possibility that we have seen that peak.
And the river levels at Bolga and Broke have also reached their peak and are starting to fall. Out on the roads, the New England Highway remains closed in multiple places this morning. It's impassable in both directions at Whittingham and remains closed at Singleton and Maitland. At Whittingham, it's closed between the Golden Highway and Range Road. Southbound heavy vehicles are being stopped at Musselbrook and all northbound vehicles are now being stopped at Whittingham. At Singleton, the New England Highway remains closed between White Avenue and Pitt Street, and the Golden Highway is also closed between the New England Highway and Range Road. And the state government says help will be made available for Upper Hunter residents heavily impacted by flooding. Deputy Premier Paul Toole made a surprise visit to Singleton yesterday, calling in on emergency services in Singleton to hear firsthand about the impact of rising floodwaters. Numerous homes have been inundated with water after the Wallumbye Brook forced the evacuation of 180 people from the village. Mr. Toole says stories like Nathan O'Brien's that we brought to you yesterday about him losing his home and all of his possessions are heartbreaking.
You know, I've probably got to say to him that the New South Wales government has, you know, stood by communities over the past 6 months. You know, we know it's a tough journey, but we'll continue to be there with communities. We'll continue to work with councils and, you know, even people like Nathan. You know, I think it's going to be tough for him, but certainly we don't want him to feel as though there is no support, because there is assistance, there is some help available to him, and now, we want to be able to assist people as they rebuild and get their lives back on track again.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to RRR Equipment Repairs. RRR. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
A weekend off for Group 21 senior grades this weekend. Round 11 games postponed by the competition's administrators due to the wet weather, making sports grounds unusable. Group 21 president Pete Holland says player safety is always their first priority.
I mean, in the wet, it is dangerous for players underfoot, makes it slippery and whatnot, and then you're open to ankle and knee injuries, and that's why councils and all shut their grounds, is for, you know, public safety, and that's paramount for us running the group and making sure the players are, you know, looked after as best as possible in a high-clash game.
The round will be played now the following weekend, which had already been set aside for make-up games put off by the wet weather. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather, brought to you by your